RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to this half-assed, it's going to be a half-assed episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. Now, why is this half-assed? I'm running into a string of bad luck with having guests commit to the show and then having to cancel. And it's because everything this time of year is chaotic surrounding the trade shows, whether that's the SHOT Show, whether that is the ATA show. And so I've had a lot of people come in, like companies and brands having to reschedule and then reschedule and then reschedule and reschedule. I don't blame them, is what it is. But I do have to have a, I do have to continue to put some of these podcasts out. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's coming down the pipe for the Hunting Gear Podcast, what my goal is, and then a little bit about hunting gear on my side of things and, you know, talking a little bit about some, maybe, and I've already talked about some of the brands that I use, but here's what some of the products that I'm going to be looking for before the next hunting season, and maybe even into this turkey season with my kids. And so, right out of the gate though, if anybody out there who is listening to this works for a brand, a hunting brand, I don't care what hunting brand it is, an outdoor brand, turkey hunting, deer hunting, big game, elk, anything that surrounds backcountry hunting, public land hunting, private land, food plots, that kind of stuff, hit me up. I am more than happy to have you on and talk about your product, your company history, your brand, whatever the case may be. So there's that. Now, actually, before we get into today's episode, though, I'm going to mention two brands real quick. And where are we at here? We are at 'Code Blue Sense. They're kind of like everybody knows them, right? Code Blue Sense. These guys are a big company. They have real synthetic deer scents. I am a huge fan of their Rope-A-Dope mock scrape kit. I've been pairing that with a Reveal trail camera this past year and basically just taking inventory of all of the deer that kind of visit my properties and are hitting these mock scrapes. The cool thing about the mock scrapes that I've learned over the course of the last 2 years is that they really work not just for bucks, but for all deer, right? So when I go out there, the best is when it's the fresh scent right off the bat. I get out there within the first 2 weeks, I'm getting does, I'm getting bucks, I'm getting fawns, old bucks, big bucks, all these deer are visiting it, and you pair it with a good pinch point, and you're going to get a lot of pictures of deer throughout the course of the year. So that's why I like using the Rope-A-Dope mock scrape kit. Outside of that, they have scent elimination products, the sprays, the laundry detergents, the deodorants, all of that stuff. Awesome products. I use almost all of them. And especially, like I said, that mock scrape kit and some of the other synthetic scents that go along with the mock scrape kit. So go check them out, codebluescents.com. I do have a discount code, NFC20, for 20% off. And then obviously the Reveal trail cameras, man. I'm telling you right now, the reason I like these cameras is because of two things. One, the ease of use. The ease of use, meaning I download the app, I put batteries in the camera, I scan the QR code, and it starts to work immediately, right? I don't have to go through a whole bunch of settings. And if I do want to go through the settings, it's all on my phone. None of it's on the camera. It just updates automatically. And so you go out and you set your trail camera up and it starts working automatically. And that's, I think, what we all want in a cell cam, it to take pictures and send the pictures or videos to your phone. So go visit tacticam.com/cameras and check out the new 3.0 versions of these cameras. They're badass, dude. So there's that. Those are the partners of the Hunting Gear Podcast. And so really there's a couple things I want to talk about today, and that's the ATA show, right? Every year, the ATA show happens, and every year there's some kind of hype around something. I didn't feel that. Last year, I felt like there was a little bit of hype. I didn't attend the show last year. I didn't attend the show this year. But usually what you see is there's a ton of hype surrounding the ATA show. There's a lot of content from all of the people that I follow surrounding the ATA show. I didn't feel like there was that much hype about the show. There wasn't any crazy new products that came out that were, I guess, industry leading or the giant technology leaps or things like that. I think it was more of a business as usual year. And I guess sometimes that's okay. You don't need a big game-changing event to keep an industry alive. You just have to find ways to tell people about your brands and whatnot. So I also talked with a couple people that were at the show and that there wasn't anything necessarily to get real excited about, right? And so within the next couple weeks, and this is where I start to talk to you about the future of this show, I will be talking with people who are heavily invested in the hunting gear side of things and who go to the shows to look at the products, and we're going to be talking with them about what their thoughts were, some of the best products that were at the show, new products that were at the show. So stay tuned for that. A lot of knowledge coming through this podcast about that show in particular. The SHOT Show in Vegas is about ready to happen. A lot of brands there. Obviously, that is a heavy into the firearm industry side of things. So I know for all of the gun nuts out there, that's the show that you guys want to be at. I'm not a gun guy. My knowledge about guns is very, 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 very limited. And so, but that's a show that I want to go to and experience at some point. And I think next year is going to be that year for me attending the SHOT Show. And a lot of the same brands that go to the ATA show also go to the SHOT Show. Okay, so there's that. What else do we have coming down the pipe? A lot of manufacturers, right? My goal within the next couple months is to get a lot of manufacturers on the show, some with new brands, some of your old brands with new products, talking maybe some rebranding type of products. I know that there are some products out there that they look the same, but there's some new technology as far as material and or application that have been put into them. And so that's a conversation that needs to be had, trying to find new ways to get people excited about old products, right? And that's just branding and marketing 101, especially for brands and companies that have been out there for a very long time. And that's the goal, right? That's the goal, is to go ahead and, keep your brands as popular as possible in this ever-changing world that we live in. So outside of that, I'm going to be talking with professionals who are, and what I mean by professionals, I mean people who use a lot of gear, people who are knowledgeable about weapons, about fabrics, and this is where I'm going to get off course a little bit. I'm going to try to talk to people who are professionals and experts in things like fabric, not necessarily hunting fabrics, but there is an overlap there, or people who are experts with carbon or aluminum or whatever the case is, maybe machinists, things like that, to where there's a big knowledge base about the products. And I can say, okay, what about this product? They do this with this material, and then this expert, maybe not in the hunting field, will be like, well, that's a good thing or it's a bad thing. And they talk maybe some conversations about thermodynamics, how heat is transferred and used, sound maybe, strength of material, angles of material, like how materials are made or manufactured. And I know that there are those professionals within the hunting space, but part of me wants to kind of dive outside of that a little bit. So there's going to be conversations there as well. That's really it as far as the plans and the prep for the Hunting Gear Podcast moving forward. The other thing that I am in the process of is there's a couple things that are on my mind right now. Number one is I'm getting a new bow this year. I think I've damaged my bow enough to the point where it's not consistent anymore. If you guys remember me from talking about this from the Hunting Gear Podcast or the Nine Finger Chronicles Podcast, I dropped my bow, or I didn't drop my bow. My bow was knocked off of a hook by a basketball, and it has not shot the same. It has not stayed consistent ever since. All right. Now, with that said, I'm going to be shopping for new bows, over the course of the next couple months. Here's what I'm looking for. I think these two categories are categories that allow me to be the most accurate shooter. One is brace height, and two is axle to axle. For some reason, I feel very comfortable with a longer axle to axle. So there are a couple brands out there in that 32. I'm not going to go shorter than 32, and I don't think I'm going to go longer than 34. So I think that's my range that I'll be looking for, is bows that are in that 32. I might dip down to 31, but I doubt it. I'm going to go 32, 33, 34 inch axle to axle with brace heights that are no shorter than 6 inches. And I don't necessarily think there's necessarily a max. On paper, there probably is, but you know, I'm looking for between a 6 and a 7 inch brace height. Those I think are going to be the best fit for me and my body type and my draw length and the poundage and my shoulder, which I'm going to have to take into consideration this year. I do have an injury to my shoulder that I'm trying to rehab. I'm doing some band exercises. I'm back to lifting weights again to try to strengthen that shoulder and try to experience as little pain as possible when drawing my bow back. I know I struggled this year with that. And so the goal is to build up strength. But with that said, I might be dropping down out of 70-pound draw weight this year and looking for something that is a little bit more friendly, and that is a maybe 60, 65 pounds, really, is what I'm looking at there. The other thing that I might be doing here is this next coming season is picking up some firearms. And what I mean by that is for youth season specifically – and that would be a straight wall cartridge style of gun that is legal in Iowa for the, so something maybe in an AR platform, a 223 straight wall cartridge, any straight wall cartridge gun that I can have and use, maybe match it with a red dot for my kids for youth season. Because this year, I will be taking both my son and my daughter during the youth hunting deer season and the youth turkey season. Now, I already have a 410 that is going to work great for turkey hunting, has a red dot on it. I think that's going to be perfect for them for turkey hunting. My daughter, depending on the scenario here, I'm probably going to bump her up to a 20 gauge, and I think she's going to be able to shoot a 20 gauge with a red dot. My son, he's tiny, and so he's going to use the 410, and I think that's going to be a big assistance for him, along with like a bipod that they're going to be able to rest on, and it's just a win, right? So I'm really looking forward to finding more gear that is friendly for them and not just using some of my old gear. So it's going to be kid specific type of gear for my oldest daughter and my oldest son. My youngest boy, I don't necessarily think he's going to be ready to do any of this stuff quite yet. I'm like, there's a list of things that they have to be able to do before they go out. And one of them is stop moving so much. And that's impossible for my youngest boy right now. He's a mover and a shaker, and so he's not going to be able to do that. I might take him out and just maybe try to let him listen to turkey gobbles at some point, but I think the hunting aspect of it, he's not quite ready for, and plus he can't even hold a gun yet. So that's a no-go for me. Now, outside of my kids, when it comes to hunting gear, a bow, firearms, for me, I think I have everything I need, really. I got the arrows, I got the broadheads that I like, I got the socks, the clothing, the boots. I bought a new pair of boots this year, and so I have a fresh pair of boots that are only a year old. They're broken into where I like them, and I'll just be using those a lot throughout the course of the next 3 years, despite, you know, if there's something that might be broken or then obviously I'll replace it. But, you know, getting to know my saddle more, maybe some accessories that go along with my tethered saddle, platforms, I have tree stands, I have climbing sticks. So really, I don't need too terribly much hunting gear and equipment. Actually, I got a garage and an attic now that is overflowing with hunting gear and equipment. And so I'm actually probably going to be posting some of that stuff to Facebook Marketplace and trying to get rid of it. So there's that. And I don't think there's too terribly much on my end to talk about unless there's something new and exciting. I'll be documenting my new bow. Like I'll be looking for new bows that kind of fit those constraints that I've already talked about. I'll be talking about that as I go through them. I used to be that guy that shot every bow that was on the market. I just don't go to those shows anymore, and I don't necessarily care. There's a couple brands that I'm leaning towards already, just because historically I've really liked what they've offered as far as their draw cycle, their axle to axle, their brace height, how they hold at full draw, all that, the valleys, all that stuff. So there are a couple products that I'm leaning towards, but I do like to shoot outside of the box. And the perfect example is a handful of years ago, I went to an ATA show and I shot a PSE bow. And before that, I never liked PSE. I did not like PSE bows, but they did something a couple years ago, and I really liked one of their bows. Actually, it was before I went with my bow tech.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
The solution that I have now, I was debating picking up a PSE because I really liked it. But the Bowtech that I'm currently shooting just beat it out by just a little bit. I liked it just a little bit more, but I was super surprised because I almost walked by that booth and I didn't want to shoot a PSE, but man, they like, in my opinion, they jumped up a little bit. So I like that. And I'm glad I liked it. I shot that bow because it changed my opinion of what I like and what they offer. So I'm going to try to get out and shoot some more bows. I do have a local bow shop here that's close that, you know, has a little bit of a room that I can go in and shoot some bows. But outside of that, I'm good to go. Today, be sure you're following along. I know there's been a big gap here between these episodes. I apologize for that. I wanted to get this one out, update everybody about what's coming, talk to you about what I'm doing, and let you know that there's going to be a lot more Hunting Gear podcast coming down the pipe. Enjoy, have fun, be safe, be good to your parents while they're still alive. Shit, I don't know what I'm saying. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
Your little one grew 3 inches overnight. Adorable. Also, expensive. Sell their pint-sized pieces on Depop and list them in minutes with no selling fees. Because somewhere, a dad refuses to pay full price for the clothes his kids will outgrow tomorrow. And he's ready to buy your son's entire wardrobe right now. Consider your future growth spurt budget secured. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.